This episode of the Old Soul, New Soul Astrology Podcast is brought to you by the Fun Astrology 101 course. If you'd like to learn the language of astrology in a fun and easy way, go to funastrology.com and check out the 101 course. It's right there on the homepage. Welcome to the Old Soul, New Soul Astrology Podcast. You know, we have this webinar coming up, Robert and I do, on April 20th. Now, why does that date ring in our ears? Well, it's because one of the biggest conjunctions, safely the biggest conjunction of the whole year, happens that day. It's Jupiter conjoining Uranus in Taurus, and we're going to do a webinar going through all of your sun signs and rising signs and how it affects everybody. But we had a question specifically.
For those of us with conjunctions in our natal charts, for example, I have Jupiter conjunct Uranus in my sixth house in Sagittarius. How are we affected when we have conjunctions in our natal charts that then occur in the sky in real time? Should we think of this as one aspecting the other? Will the conjunction itself have extra resonance in our lives? Or is it basically like any old occurrence in the skies? Would love to know your thoughts about that.
This is such a great question. She's got a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Sagittarius in her sixth house at birth. First of all, she's a born astrologer. She's a born metaphysician. She's a born teacher and communicator. She's got big ideas, especially about self-employment. Uranus in the sixth house, along with Jupiter. Big aspirations. This current upcoming transiting conjunction with Jupiter and Uranus probably takes place in her 11th house of, like the old books say, hopes, dreams, and ambitions. So this is a time, these next 6 months, for her to actualize a self-employment venture that takes her out of herself and gets her traveling both physically and online to groups, meeting with people, spreading the word, spreading the ideas, spreading her originality. The woman has a certain amount of genius. This is associated with Uranus. We all have Uranus somewhere. And this upcoming transit of Jupiter conjunct Uranus brings out everybody's genius in a particular house in their chart. That's what we're going to be talking about on the 20th.
Ah, now see, there's the deal. So you're saying that as we're all thinking about, well, how am I going? Can I figure out where this applies to my chart? Well, a couple of things that people need to do is they need to find Jupiter in their chart. What sign and house is that in? And also find Uranus, Uranus. We're going to be going back and forth on that for the next month, I can see. Where is that in your chart? What sign and house? And then how are you going to make this relevant when people have to kind of put their own jigsaw puzzle together?
You know, this transiting conjunction of Jupiter Uranus, which frankly is the most exciting aspect in astrologically, I think, that we've had in 14 years. It's a unique aspect. It's wonderful. It happens in a different house according to your ascending sign and your sun sign. Everybody has a solar chart. Everybody has a rising sign. That's what we're going to be talking about on the 20th, is what house does this upcoming April 20th conjunction fall in? Because that's the key to making the most of it. It's in Taurus. So the seeds that you plant under this conjunction will tend to grow and thrive and last.
So we know that Jupiter expands and Uranus surprises. So where is the seed planting in here? Where's that coming from?
The seed planting comes from its conjunction in the sign of Taurus, which is the sign of the builder and the gardener. Taurus people by sun signs often have an affinity for gardening. Well, think of it metaphorically. An idea is not necessarily a physical fact, but it's an idea that if you plant it and begin to actualize it, make it physical, it can turn into an enterprise that lasts you for the rest of your life.
Now, for those of us who are awake and those of us who are contemplating this and anticipating it, on a scale of 1 to 10, on an opportunity scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank this in the level of the kind of opportunity if we seize the moment here and we act on this aspect for what you're going to teach us?
I would rank it about 15.
Whoa. Seriously.
Yeah, it's huge. It really is huge, because what you just mentioned, it's opportunities, expansion, growth, awareness, awakening. Uranus is the awakener. It's genius, to whatever degree we each possess genius. So a bright idea that you have to make money and to improve your life and the lives of other people, it is a teaching aspect. So people with some teaching abilities can capitalize on that. People with a great idea for a business enterprise can capitalize on that. That's what this conjunction is for. Plant those seeds.
Now, let me ask the other side of the question. For people who miss this, I guess the answer is they'll never know, right? You'll never know if you don't do something. But if you do intentionally put seeds in the ground energetically, metaphorically, then you might have something to show for it down the road.
And that's the entire process of astrology. It is to make these things consciously aware before they happen so that you can consciously plan to use them. Otherwise, you're living life passively. You're reacting to it. This way, you know it's coming up. You know how important it is. You know that you can plant these seeds and have faith in them. Faith is Jupiter. Have faith and belief and confidence in them before the fact. So you can go into this new beginning. It is an aspect of birth. And I'll tell you, people who are younger or in a position to have a baby will have physical babies. They'll get pregnant physically. But all of us will be pregnant metaphorically with some big idea that we have. And this is the time to plant that seed.
And I know talking about your ideas before they have come to fruition is generally not a good idea, but it's just kind of a yes-no domain here. Do you have some seeds in mind that you've been planting?
The other thing to remember, Thomas, is actions speak louder than words. People can waste a lot of time talking about their big ideas and never getting around to creating a business plan, for example, something that simple. So that's something to remember. You can waste a lot of energy and time in spouting off about, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Meanwhile, when you say I am going to, you're putting it off into the future. Instead of talking about it, take the actions now. And for the next 6 months under this conjunction, that's how powerful this is. I myself have got several irons in the fire that I'm working on. Some are with Thomas, some are in my own life. So this is the use of astrology. Knowing this conjunction is coming up, it is begging you to believe in yourself, believe in your own ideas, believe in your own originality, and take a risk by betting on yourself.
Well, we can't wait to hear what you have to share with us, and we will see everybody who is interested in being on that side of the highest timeline in the webinar. If you can't make it live on the 20th, no problem. Just register for it, and you'll get a recording, so don't worry about that. The recording will also be available for sale after the event. But we'd love to have you online because then you can interact. We'll have the little chat thing set up and you can interact with us and we will be answering questions. It all happens on the day of the conjunction itself, April 20th, 2024, coming up right now. Here we are. Go to funastrology.com to register. It will be at 4 p.m. Eastern. But again, if you can't make it, don't worry. You'll get a download link within a few hours. So we definitely hope to see you there. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next regular episode.